You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Jake Lawson, President and CEO at RemoveNames.com, that helps remove negative and slanderous information about individuals and companies online. Jake, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is certainly ours, and certainly a needed topic with digital being the thing today, especially in business. Our reputations are important. For starters, what exactly does Remove Names do? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Well, Eric, we're a reputation management company, and we really specialize in online damage control and cyber smearing. So essentially what we do is we make things disappear. We handle name removal and online reputation management services. You know, we can remove negative search results, negative reviews and ratings, people site removals. We can also help fix negative ratings and reviews for people and businesses. We remove slander and defamation, derogatory article removal. We can also fix Google, Yahoo, and Bing search results. And we also can remove court case and litigation removal, and we handle a bunch of cheater website removal and some other things, very, very similar to that.
Quite interesting, I might add. What types of sites are out there that people could show up on?
We know, Eric, when we started this company many, many eons ago, there was only probably about four or five websites that you could show up on. And now we get removals for over 170 different websites. So a lot of the popular websites out there right now are cheater websites. There's a site called Liars, Cheaters, R Us, Cheater Report, Cheater Registry. So there is some sites out there that you can get your name up on. We find out the information is 80% of it is false. And, sometimes people just have grudges and they put your name out on the internet. And, it's prevalent in the search engine and your friends and family are looking at the information. And you don't know what to do. You don't know who to call. And, we are out there on the internet and people are looking and they find us and they come to us and we help them. We help them get this information off the websites.
Certainly good to know that there's someone like you out there that can help in these regards. How did Remove Names start? What was behind the launch of the company?
Well, it's really funny. We back in the day I had a partner of mine and we all went to high school together. And so there was a very good friend of ours. And his girlfriend at the time was on a website, and she happened to be on a website called Cheaterville.com. And at the time, it was the biggest cheater site on the planet. I mean, lots of traffic. I mean, you couldn't escape it. They were all over the place. And she needed help. She needed help getting off there. And at the time, we were just a small reputation management company. We didn't really dive too much into the damage control. So we used our legal team to find an avenue to get her information off there. And, we said, hey, look, we can help other people. There's other people that are out there. And like I said earlier, that was back when there was just a few websites. And now there's so many of them that we get removals from. You can imagine that it's very much needed service.
Certainly can see that just from the little time that we've spoken here today already. Today we're joined by Jake Lawson, President and CEO at RemoveNames.com, that helps remove negative and slanderous information about individuals and companies online here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Jake, how are you different from other reputation management firms?
Well, you know, nowadays there's a lot of people that have popped up that are quote unquote reputation management companies, and you know, we were the pioneers, we were the first in the industry, and you know, a lot of times now when you're dealing with competitors, they'll only offer to suppress the information. So Eric, they say, well, what is suppress? And what they do is they can't get removals, so they try to bury that negative information down in the search engine. But the thing is, it's always going to be there. It will always be there. Now, while it may not be on the first page all the time when you search a person's name, it's never going to go away. So the way that we're different is we always try to execute a removal at the very first part of it. And then if we can't do that for some reason, then we will offer suppression. But a lot of companies only offer suppression. They don't offer to remove. And that's kind of where our niche is and how we've been able to grow this business.
Jake, how or why do people show up on multiple websites?
Well, Eric, that's a good question. So, you know, what happens is sometimes people don't realize that when they're putting this information online, that it's out there. I mean, it is all over. Once it hits the World Wide Web, I mean, it's everywhere. And so typically what happens is they'll post it on a particular site. And then what happens is now that there's so many other sites that these other sites will actually scrape the information off of the site that it was posted. And then they use the information on their site. So if you can imagine, you know, being at home and you're upset and you post it on a particular website, and then 2 days later you find the same information on five websites. I mean, it's enough to drive you crazy. And so, you know, people call us, we can get it removed, but that's what happens. They just get the information gets scraped and it's out there for everybody else to see.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Sure, Eric. You know, obviously we're in business to help people, and we want to make sure that we provide a service, you know, that's truly outstanding to our clients that come to us. And if I had any advice at all, I would simply say this. You know, if you're thinking about putting somebody's information on there, just don't do it. Because what happens is you're going to find it scraped on multiple sites, and then you're going to find out that you're on six or seven sites when you thought you're only posting on one. And then you'll have to come to a company like ours. And, you know, obviously there's fees associated with getting this done, you know, through our legal avenue. So, you know, it can be quite a bit expensive when you're talking about six or seven different sites. So my best advice, and even though we're here and we are a business, and it sounds like, well, why would you tell us not to do it? Because seriously, I mean, just think twice about it. Don't put the information out there. You know, never make rash decisions. Always take a day to, you know, cooler heads prevail, that whole saying. And, you know, just don't do it.
Well, that's some really good advice. We appreciate this, and it's good to talk about this topic as well. What can our listeners expect by visiting removenames.com or anything else they should know?
Well, you know, Eric, if you go on our website, right on our homepage, I have my girl Robin on there. She'll talk you through just the different areas on the website, things that you can do, places to go. It's really set out easy. You can go on there through the removal checkout. We have a secure checkout. So if you don't want to call us, obviously you can do it that way, and we can handle all your requests. My direct line is on the website. So if you always go to the Why Us page, you can reach me directly. And you know, how many CEOs can you get on the phone, you know, across the country? I would say not very many. So, you know, you can always contact me. You can text me or reply back to anything. And you can certainly email in it or support@removenames.com.
Well, that's some really handy advice, handy help. It is removenames.com. Jake, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Jake Lawson, President and CEO at removenames.com, that helps remove negative and slanderous information about individuals and companies online. Once again, the website for more information and for contact, it's removenames.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.